From the text line, that jab that Dana dropped on Scott was the Lorena Bobbitt of insults.
It's been a couple of minutes. How are we feeling? Are we a little sore?
We worked it out.
Do I need to go get some ice for that burn?
Need a whoopee cushion in here. I got my butt kicked.
Worked it out during the break.
Maybe an AED to bring you back to life?
Somebody says the last time Yellowstone was on, it was so long ago, Scott had only been married once. And the hits just keep on coming.
Oh, I love you so much. You know I love you. I would have laughed out loud had you said the same thing to me. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would hope so.
Listen to this next story. Not funny, but part of it is funny. Involving a scam locally, involving Chiefs tickets, and wait for it, a serial killer.
You had all of that into one story?
All of that.
That's impressive.
Rolled into one story.
That's impressive.
From our friends at Fox 4. This is a problem pointer out or not a solver, because I don't think they're going to solve this one. Ticketmaster is looking into an issue after, sadly, a family locally was scammed out of Chiefs tickets. This is awful. This part. Football fans take a run at a refund after tickets they bought did not allow them inside the Chiefs game Sunday.
Ooh.
Yep.
Counterfeit tickets.
This after a scammer possibly added to the problem, attempting to transfer the tickets while posing as a serial killer. Just wait, I will explain. I know it. I know it.
I want to pose as a lot of things, but that's not one of them.
This is the funny, not funny part. A Leavenworth mom is hoping for a refund after paying $2,800 for 4 Chiefs tickets.
Where were they?
When her family
on the 50-yard line.
Got to the gate. Boop, boop. You know, they scan your tickets. A worker said, no, people are already sitting in those seats.
That's $700 per.
She says, you can see here, these are my 4 tickets. From a blocked field goal to being blocked from their seats, the Bryce family said their experience started the same way the Chiefs versus Broncos game ended. It is a gut-wrenching feeling to know that you've tried so hard to make for a good experience. Here's the deal. Their 14-year-old son is a Broncos fan. This was to be his first Chiefs and NFL game. In August, Bryce says, she bought 4 tickets to the game through Ticketmaster. About 3 weeks later, the tickets somehow were transferred without her consent to someone named, quote, Jeffrey Dahmer.
All right.
That was a shock, says Bryce. After several phone calls to Ticketmaster, Bryce said she got an email saying your tickets have now been restored. She noticed the tickets were verified but did not have barcodes on them. She kept calling. One worker told her it would be okay. Another said, eh, get help at the stadium, which you know is never going to work out. I mean, the person scanning your ticket does not have the authority to let you in.
Nor the care. They couldn't care less.
So turns out there was someone already sitting in those 4 seats, and they are season ticket holders.
Was one of them Jeffrey Dahmer?
Actually,
and Jane.
No.
Jane Dahmer, too.
Because if your name was Jeffrey Dahmer, let's be honest, you would change it.
Yes.
And number two, he's dead.
Yes. He died in the 90s.
So apparently the Chiefs were able, I don't know how they did this, they were able to find different seats, but the family was split up, they were late, you know, all of that stuff. So I think they did get to see part of the game.
Well, the fact that they even let them in is huge, and good on the Chiefs for that one.
Well, they probably had the emails from Ticketmaster saying, sorry for the inconvenience, your tickets have been restored. You know, I'm sure they had to bring one of the ticketing supervisors up to the front, which was just probably a
during
nightmare.
The mass rush for everyone trying to get into the stadium. Can you imagine going, can we speak to a supervisor, please? No, there's like 70,000 people trying to get in right now.
Yeah. Well, good on the Chiefs that they at least let them in, right? But how does this even happen?
I don't know.
How you bought the tickets from Ticketmaster, and then they go out and accidentally resell them to someone else?
No,
specifically someone named Jeffrey Dahmer.
Sold them to Jeffrey Dahmer.
By the way,
red flag.
There are 36 people in the United States who carry the name actively Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay. Well, there's our discussion for the rest of this hour because
name would you change if you had it?
No, Scott. Some of those people probably had that name first.
Oh, sure.
If you were in your 60s or 70s and you're old Jeff Dahmer.
I don't think anybody names their baby Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, I'm thinking that's probably.
If your last name is Gacy, the name you don't give your son is John.
or Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of rolls.
There's 245 Scott Parks.
One of them's a reporter for the Dallas Morning News.
Back to Jeffrey Dahmer. If you had the name first, would you just be like, look, that's always been my name. I had it first. No. I mean, I had it before the serial killer had it.
Because every time you introduce yourself, anytime you meet a stranger, that it's automatically a negative connotation.
Wouldn't you just go with Jay? Just go with Jay. Just call yourself Jay.
If I had a middle name, I would probably go by that. Like if I'm Jeffrey Michael, I'm now Michael Dahmer.
Okay. However, you have been Scott Parks for 50 whatever years.
Yeah.
That is your name. Let's say that this year, God forbid, a man named Scott Parks, or even worse, honestly, Samuel Stevie.
Yeah.
Starts murdering all up in here.
Well, then for the first time in 26 years, there's going to be another Mayo Parks walking
would,
the planet.
Would you really? Yes. At that, no, you would not. You've been Scott Parks your entire life. And Scott Parks is more common than Jeffrey Dahmer or Sam Stevie.
Okay, maybe I don't trust this website because it says there's 525 Samuel Stevies. And I know for a fact there's only two.
You're not that original.
The name Stevie is spelled wrong.
I mean, I feel like there's just a handful of names that, even if you've had that name for a long time, when that thing happens, you don't.
Ted Bundy.
You'd go by Theodore, and there would be some people that would not understand that reference. Anyone who's 30 years old or younger. Well, no, because of the documentaries, the movies that all won awards. Yeah, that's a problem.
Kyle Menendez.
No.
You wouldn't change your name?
No.
Scott Peterson.
Too common.
First thing I think of is a guy who killed his wife.
I know, but it's too common. Like, you could still be... There's a lot of Scott Petersons. In a way that Jeffrey Dahmer... You're not going to think of other...
I went to high school with a Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
He went by Mike.
Mike.
My name is Mike. Mike Jackson.
It's like an Office Space, Michael Bolton. I love that guy. Not a fan of his music.
Casey Anthony?
No. No way.
Oh, there's a new documentary out on her.
Will not watch. I can't
Here's
stand her.
Here's a really common name for you. Susan Smith.
What if your name was Susan Smith?
Gosh, I don't know.
If your name was Susan K. Smith... I bet you become Kay Smith.
Or you go by Sue. Certainly when all that was happening.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.